Blog Talk Radio.
Show everybody. This is your host Jerry Williams. So we're going to be talking about a couple things today. I got to discuss the Herschel Walker thing. I thought that Herschel Walker, of course, we know that he came out and he was telling everybody that he was a policeman. He showed his badge or a badge that he had received, and of course he's showing everybody this badge. He's saying, hey, you know, I'm a police officer, I was a police officer, blah blah blah. And of course, you know, he was an embarrassment for the Republican Party, actually, because Herschel Walker never was a police officer. As a matter of fact, Herschel Walker received an honorary badge by the police department because he made a donation. Now, any idiot can make a donation. Honestly, anybody can make a donation. And once you make that donation, they give you this honorary badge, and they say, well, you're a police, you know, you're an honorary police badge. It doesn't mean you are a police officer, because a police officer has to go through training and be certified to be a police officer. So there is hours upon hours of training, by the way. I am a former police officer. I am a former police officer here in Cincinnati, Ohio. You know, I went through extensive training, and I had to pass what they call state priority objectives, or shortened SPOs. And so once you pass that, once I passed, in Ohio, they give you a certificate. It's called OPATA, or APATA, okay? And that's basically a certification of being a law enforcement officer, that you passed and graduated the peace officer training, because that's what they call a peace officer training. Now, Herschel Walker felt for some damn reason to go out and impersonate a police officer by saying that he had this badge and that he was a police officer. I'm sure he was trying to win over the voters and trying to make them think that he was something special. But obviously, just like the rest of the Republicans, the man is screwed up. He's a liar, right? That's what we know. We know that most of those Republicans are liars. And everything they've been doing have been bold-faced lies. We have seen it in the past. We've seen it currently as we speak. And we've even seen it with Donald Trump. And even though these idiots lie to the American people and they use mischievous ideas and corruption, the people who surround these Republicans, or Trumplicans I call them now, because face it, the Republican Party is dead. It is not even the Republican Party anymore. The original Republican Party is of Abraham Lincoln. And so the Republican Party is done. It's over with. It is now the party of Trump. So with this new Republican Party that's now the Trumplican Party, they have really embraced Donald Trump's lies and misconduct, QAnon conspiracy theories, and it goes even deeper than that. Now they have embraced a religious standpoint of Donald Trump. Yes, a religious standpoint. And what I mean by that is that these idiots have even called and still are calling Donald Trump the Son of Man, the Christ. I mean, who says this stuff when you are comparing Donald Trump to Jesus Christ? I mean, come on. That's how screwed up his followers are. They believe that he is some kind of, some kind of God. And that's how they praise to him. That's what they worship him. And it's gotten to the point where it's gotten really sick that they worship Donald Trump. And it's not just a regular party. This is the new occult or cult of people who are now embracing the madness that is surrounding the party. And now they want you to vote for them. In November, they want you to vote for them and to keep them in office. Even though they participated in helping Donald Trump and his followers to commit a domestic terrorist attack upon our nation. They supported this. They supported Donald Trump and his lies. And all they did, it was really a brilliant scheme is what it is. And I say it a brilliant scheme because a lot of people were following it. That's how stupid they are. But all they had to do was say that the election was a fraud, that the election didn't count, the votes didn't count, that people were making votes up, And they spouted off, and they said this. They were putting out court cases and bringing it in front of the federal judges, which, by the way, they threw it in front of Donald Trump, threw it in front of the federal courts. These are judges that he voted in office. He's the one that put them there. And so he went before these people, these judges he put there, and he said, hey, there's election fraud. I need you to buy me some votes. It's election fraud. And then all of a sudden, when they went, they looked into it, and they investigated it, they found zero accountability of election fraud. Zero. There was no election fraud whatsoever. Zero. Now, I want you to think about that. No election fraud. None whatsoever. And so there was no reason for an investigation to continue. And so the federal government said, nope, Donald Trump, there is no fraud happening. So we are going to discontinue this at this point. And that's what they did. Election fraud. That's what and he still believes there's an election fraud, even though that his federal judges told him that there's no election fraud, even though that his own government that he put in office all told him, no, Donald Trump, there is no election fraud. And he still is spouting off that this happened. So what did he do? He said the election was stolen, and his crazy followers, the psychotic idiots, jumped up and said, hey, guess what? This is a perfect time for us to attack the government, because that's what Donald Trump wants us to do. Obviously, they knew about it way in advance. That was brought to their attention to get ready and stand down, stand alert, and be ready to attack, because that's even what Donald Trump told his followers, the Proud Boys, to get ready to attack somewhere. They didn't know where, I'm sure, at the time, but he told them to get ready to attack somewhere, to get on standby, be on standby. This is the same as what you do when you are placing your military on alert, right? That's what we do. So when you command a military to take action, you're telling them to stand ready, get ready for an attack. Get ready, because we're about ready to attack. So they put them on high alert, is what they do, right? And so this is what Donald Trump did. He put them on high alert, and it wasn't his military, by the way. It was the Proud Boys. It was the insurgents. It was these militia groups, these white nationalists. He told them to get ready for a war. So, people like Alex Jones helped to promote it by putting it out on his radio show and his advertisement podcast. Alex Jones, who always promotes these false, fraudulent, fake information that he always puts out, by playing on people's fears, by the way. And when Alex Jones plays on people's fears, then he begs you for money, and he does stuff like what he did with Sandy Hook, and now he has to pay the price, of course. He has to pay Sandy Hook, what, $695 billion or something like that. So Alex Jones has to pay it, right? Because he got in trouble. He is responsible for causing a scare tactic towards the Sandy Hook victims. As a matter of fact, Sandy Hook victims were being attacked by his followers. And these are the same idiotic followers, by the way, who follow Donald Trump. So when you build your group up like this, when you have an occult that is there, and you tell them and you brainwash them, and that's what Donald Trump and his people do, is brainwash these idiots. You brainwash your idiotic followers and start telling them stuff and hypnotically keep repeating the same lies over and over, like words like Antifa, words like Hillary Clinton, words like, sucking the blood out of children. These false, fraudulent lies that never happen, by the way. But when you repeat this kind of shit over and over, you are hypnotically brainwashing your followers. And that is what Alex Jones did. That is what Donald Trump is doing. They are brainwashing their followers. And once you brainwash the followers to portray what to do next, and then they, after brainwashing them and pushing them, then it becomes a really serious issue, because it's no different than what Charles Manson did with his followers by forcing them and commanding them and brainwashing them using hypnotic tactics to brainwash his followers. So that's what Charles Manson did. So that's where we're at. This crazy, crazy bullshit of Donald Trump and the Republican Party. Now, the Republican Party has done nothing for the American people, and everybody knows it. Every single person out here knows it. They have not once helped the American people because they don't believe in helping the American people when they're asking for help. Look at our veterans. The veterans. Right? Our veterans. Oh, my God. Our men and women who fought for our country, who sacrificed so much for our country. When the Democrats introduced a bill to help them with their medications and their medical assistance and giving them better medical coverage, when the Democrats put out a bill that stated they would get higher pay, that the veterans would get higher pay. Yes, the higher pay for the veterans. I'm going to speak slower for the Trump supporters, because I know that Trump supporters need somebody to speak to them very slow. But when Donald Trump didn't do this, when he was in office, which he should have, then it passed over to the Democrats. And the Democrats created a bill to help our veterans to get better benefits, more money in their pay. And guess what the Republicans did? They voted no. They said, no, I will not allow the veterans to get better pay or better benefits. No, this will not happen. And then if you thought that that was just the shitty part of the deal, then the Democrats decided to help diabetics. People out there And a lot of Americans, I'm telling you, a very high percent of Americans are diabetic. A very high percent of Americans are paying over thousands of dollars for their diabetes medications of insulin. And they're paying a lot of money for that medication. Well, the Democrats introduce a bill that says, hey, we're going to give you insulin for $35 because it doesn't cost that much for the pharmaceutical companies to make the insulin. As a matter of fact, they make the insulin for upon $1 to $5 for the insulin. So if we charge $35, they're still making money. But not a crazy amount that it's a markup to where it makes a person who's diabetic choose between feeding their family or living on a daily basis. So what did President Joe Biden and the Democrats do? Well, they introduced the bill. They passed it in the House, and they sent it over to the Senate, just like the Veterans Bill. As a matter of fact, it was done on the same day. And the Republicans said, no, we're not going to allow diabetics to get $35 insulin. They got to pay their $1,000 for their insulin. That's what the Republicans did. They went against the Democrats in helping diabetics and veterans. And if you don't believe me, and you don't have to listen to me and say, well, you know what, he's lying, go look it up. Both of those bills. I want you to look both of those bills up and look at it, and then look at how each candidate or senator and representative in the Senate and in Congress or in the House voted on those bills. And you'll see for yourself the truth of what I'm talking about. You will see the truth of what truly happened. It will shock you when you see this, because you're going to realize how much the Republicans don't do anything to help the American people. As a matter of fact, pretty much all bills that was set to help the American people, a majority percentage of it, the Republicans voted against. There was one bill that was recently introduced when gas prices started rising, because we were coming out of COVID, by the way. We were coming out of COVID, and then Russia attacking Ukraine. All these factors caused the gas prices to go up. It had nothing to do with the President of the United States. Joe Biden doesn't set the gas prices. He doesn't tell the gas companies what they, you know, what they have to do with their pricing. Even though dumb Republicans out there believe that it is the President's responsibility. It is not the President's responsibility. Joe Biden can't tell UK what to charge for their gas. You know what I'm saying? So it can't happen. And, of course, UK, their gas is going up, right? Every other country's gas is going up, and so is the United States. But Joe Biden doesn't tell them what to do with their gas prices. Do you understand? He has nothing to do with the gas prices, regardless of what you think or what people tell you in the conspiracy world. So this is where the Republicans like to lie a lot. They have truly destroyed our country when COVID happened, what did Donald Trump do? Well, let's look at what Donald Trump did. It's no-brainer. The man was out there making lies upon lies of COVID, telling the people that it was just going to go away, that they were going to be okay, and you could go out and spread it, basically. You can use bleach and disinfectant under your skin. I mean, he was telling people some of the worst ideas that were killing people. But this man was out spouting this shit all over the place. And then COVID happened. And it got so bad we had to do a national shutdown, basically. When that happened, everything in our economy ceased at that moment in time. So what happened is nobody was buying anything. Nobody was going out. People weren't driving their vehicles. Gas prices started to come way down because nobody was driving. And so the gas prices came down because of that reason. But as soon as the markets opened back up, as soon as COVID started to dissipate, when Joe Biden became president, then and only then did people start going back to work, going back to functioning on a daily basis, because vaccines were introduced. Vaccines were given, and people started to function again in this world. The disease was under a control. It's not gone away by no means, by the way. Even though you idiots out there think it has, it's not gone. It's still out there, but it has more of a control to it. But this is what happened. And then when we came back into play of going to work and functioning again, well, gas prices went up because people were going back out to work and moving around and driving the cars. And so when they went back outside the doors in their vehicles, gas prices decided to go up, up, and up because there was a demand for the gas. It's called supply and demand. And then they raised the gas prices, and they started going up. And then we got into the situation where Russia decided to attack Ukraine, which gave the gas companies another factor to raise the gas prices. All these factors are what is in play and what's happening to why we are where we're at today. Inflation is really getting into the port of high, right? Because we're seeing a serious rise of inflation. Now, you can blame Joe Biden. That's great. I'm glad you do. But we got to look at the reality of things, of why inflation is the way it is. Coming out of the pandemic, it takes years to rebuild our country. But people don't want to blame that. They want to blame Joe Biden, right? They all, President Joe Biden did this. But that's how stupid they are. They don't use the other factors of what's going on in our country. They don't understand that part. Only the Trump supporters believe whatever QAnon tells them because that's how brainwashed they truly are. So their brains automatically understand one part of information, and that is QAnon conspiracy lies. That has been promoted by Breitbart. It's been promoted by Alex Jones, promoted by Donald Trump at his rallies and so forth. It's been promoted by every different, even Fox News Network. So this is why these people are screwed up. They can't think for themselves. They have to see religiously what's going on with QAnon, Fox News, and all these other sites, because they cannot think for themselves. Somewhere along the line, they lost their intelligence. Even Lindsey Graham, who was made fun of by Donald Trump, Ted Cruz, who was made fun of by Donald Trump, got brainwashed and now are brainwashed with no only understanding what Donald Trump tells them. They are literally as brainwashed as the rest of the followers out here. See, Donald Trump is a great con man. He's a great con man. And he has conned so many people into believing his lies. And the only thing you can do is to stay away from that kind of shit. The only thing you can do is read information for yourselves. Fact check what they are saying. Because if you fact check what they're saying, it will help you to understand the real truth. That's the importance of it. America, there's so much corruption and lies from the Republicans. And it goes to where we're even at with Herschel Walker, who wants to now show him a fake police badge and imitate a police officer, which law enforcement officers go through a lot of extensive training. And for somebody even like me to see somebody do this, it's an embarrassment. It pisses you off as a police officer that somebody out there like him is intimidating and stupid. I mean, this man is literally really dumb to where it's very scary for anybody that votes for him. You need to pay attention to him and learn that he's a fucking threat to our nation. These are people we need to really be on the lookout for. It's really scary to think that we, as human beings, have to resort to this level. But it's very serious when it comes to this point of what's going on. When Donald Trump sent in his followers to commit a domestic terrorist attack upon our great nation, it wasn't democracy. It wasn't 1776 all over again. It was a domestic terrorist attack. And Donald Trump led this domestic terrorist attack. It's that sickening, guys. It's that sickening. It's that sickening that he stole documents from the FBI, from our national security, and took them home, and took them to Mar-a-Lago, and was holding them as if they were some kind of piece of paper. Now, folks, I don't know about you, but Mar-a-Lago doesn't need our fucking national security information. Donald Trump doesn't need our security information about nuclear products, nuclear codes. Donald Trump does not need that. He's a regular civilian who should never have these in his possession. Ever, period. And I'm telling you that this man needs to be locked up and they need to throw away the key. I am praying to God that this man who calls himself the Son of Man, the Christ, goes to jail for impersonating our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, for impersonating a human being, period. That's the truth. Jimmy Kimmel brought out about with Alex Jones, who had to pay the money to Sandy Hook, and he talks about Trump. And I want to bring up this audio clip, so let's play it, and then we'll be right back.
Donald Trump is...
Another day, another raft of bad legal news for Donald Trump. I'm not saying that committing crimes with the same eagerness that your high college roommate eats Reese's with was a bad idea, but yeah, no, that's exactly what I'm saying. To Trump's dismay, according to a new ruling by a federal judge, Trump will have to sit for a deposition next week in person, October 19th, as part of the defamation lawsuit brought by E. Jean Carroll, who accused Trump of raping her in a department store in the 90s, allegations that Trump, of course, denies. Now, Trump had sought to delay the deposition, as he's already done for 20 months and counting, when he found out that Carroll intended to sue him in November under a new state law in New York that allows victims of sexual assault to sue the perpetrators years after the encounter. And that new law is called the Adult Survivors Act. The law temporarily waives the statute of limitations against sexual assault claims and allows those who were at least 18 at the time to file suit against the people or institutions that abused them or allowed the abuse to happen. Good news for those survivors. Not so great news for people like Donald Trump. However, despite the Trump team's efforts to delay, the judge explained that the question of whether he raped her was, quote, paramount to the current case, and avoiding a deposition now because it could be used in the future, quote, would make no sense, which, to be clear, tends to be a recurring theme when dealing with Donald Trump. The judge went on to say that even though they're waiting on a federal appeals court to rule on a key element of this case, that this case is still ongoing and, quote, completing those depositions, which have already been delayed for years, would impose no undue burden on Mr. Trump, let alone any irreparable injury. The defendant should not be permitted to run the clock out on plaintiff's attempt to gain a new remedy for what allegedly was a serious wrong. But while Trump would face no undue burden, the judge said that Carroll would face, quote, substantial injury from further delay, given that, again, she's already been mired in a case that's languished for 20 months, and that she's already in her 70s. And while it's certainly not unlike Trump to delay any and every instance of potential accountability, it doesn't look like those tactics are working too well for him anymore. I should note, too, that one of the tactics he used to avoid accountability altogether was pointing to the fact that Trump made his defamatory claims about her while he was president in 2019, those claims being that he couldn't have raped her because she wasn't his type and that she fabricated that whole claim to boost book sales. I know. And so he's arguing that because he was a federal employee at the time as being president, that the Justice Department and not Trump himself should actually be the defendant in this case. And because the government can't be sued for defamation, that lawsuit would immediately end. This federal judge ruled against Trump and the DOJ. Trump appealed, and now we're waiting on the D.C. Court of Appeals to determine if Trump was acting within the scope of his role as president. Now, if they find that he was acting within the scope of his role, then the Justice Department will be substituted for him. If they find that Trump wasn't acting within the scope of his role, then the suit should be able to move forward against Trump himself. And while I'm not a lawyer, I could say with some degree of certainty that denying your rape allegations and accusing your accuser of lying to boost book sales doesn't exactly seem like the job of our president. Pretty sure that falls just outside the role of the duties of the President of the United States. For reference, here's what Carroll said in the immediate aftermath of Trump making those comments.
I want to begin just by asking you about the latest thing that the president has said just moments, a short time ago. He gave an interview to The Hill. He said, I'll say it with great respect. Number one, she's not my type. Number two, it never happened. It never happened, okay?
I love that. So glad I am not his type. I am so glad. This was 20 years ago. And I probably was, at that moment, in that 5 minutes, the most attractive woman in Bergdorf's, in that one bit of time.
And you think that's what it was about for him?
I don't know what it was about. Anderson, we were having a high old time. You remember Donald Trump, hail fellow well met, walking up and down the streets of New York, greeting everybody. Everybody liked him.
You're talking about 1995,
95, 96. He was Shakespearean. He was great. You'd love to see him on the street. So when we met in Bergdorf's and he said, help me, advise me to find a president, I was delighted. I was thrilled. I thought, this is hilarious.
I'm wondering, the statement that he said, which he's just made, which is, she's not my type, that was the number one thing.
I love that I'm not his type.
He has said that previously. There was a woman, Jessica Leeds, who came forward, and he said, I think we actually have the tape of what he said, and it echoes similar language. Let's just play what he said about Jessica Leeds in front of a crowd.
When you looked at that horrible woman last night, you said, I don't think so.
I don't think so.
She would not be my first choice, that I can tell you. Man. You don't know. That would not be my first choice.
He also called Miss Universe fat. Miss Piggy, I think he called her. Miss Universe, one of the most beautiful women in the solar system, and he called her fat.
The other thing that he said is that you are totally lying. He said, again, in this interview, new interview, he said, totally lying. I don't know anything about her. I know nothing about this woman. I know nothing about her. It's just a terrible thing that people can make statements like that.
He's denied all 15 women who've come forward. He denies. He turns it around, He threatens any attacks.
As for Trump, upon learning the news that he would have to sit for a deposition, he released a statement himself saying, quote, I don't know this woman, have
All right, so I hope that, you know, that was about, that was portraying Donald Trump and the legal lawsuit that he has going on right now. This is another legal lawsuit that he has, right, against these women who are come out against him for his crazy bullshit that he's been doing. I mean, this man has sexually assaulted women. That's what he's done, apparently, you know. So Donald Trump, who sexually assaulted females, and by the way, the Republicans don't want to talk about that. They're like, no, let's not talk about Donald Trump sexually assaulting females. We can't talk about that. That's against the rules, you know. And he did. He sexually assaulted females. It blows my mind that, you know, people allowed him to do this. But his supporters are the idiots that have put him where he is. You know, he built up his base by the lies and misconceptions that he's brought. The Republicans who are around him are now supporting his lies and helping to boast those lies with their own districts and their own states. And so they are diehard Trump people, man. They are diehard. Now, as of what we found out, and this is something really odd too, that they display the Israel flag with the American flag. And now Trump supporters are putting this American flag and Israel flag out to represent white nationalists and about white power. This is a militia type of symbolization that they're using. The American flag is the symbol of America, obviously, right? We all know that. But they're using it for something different now. And now they're displaying Trump along with these other two flags. So that's what is going on. And so the new Trump people, the new craziness of them is being really brought on by some really psychotic shit. It really is. And so now the Trump supporters are buying into these Republican bullshit, and they're believing everything that they're saying. They believe every fucking word they're saying. They do. And I think it's funny as shit. I think it's funny that we have idiotic people out there that buy into this stuff, that they think that Donald Trump is like the best thing since sliced bread. You know, I mean, that's just how stupid they are. But now it's getting to a part where it's starting to become dangerous to our society, because Trump supporters are really very dangerous. I think they're dangerous to our democracy, to our country. Because you never know what they're going to do. You never know how far this this cult is going to go. And so they are so brainwashed. I mean, you got to think, they were so brainwashed that they committed a domestic terrorist attack in the order of Donald Trump, for Donald Trump. That's how scary and stupid it is. To me, that worries me more than anything, that they would do something like that, that they would go as far as to commit a domestic terrorist attack. Upon our nation. I mean, that's kind of scary if you think about it. That that's really, 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 really scary. So this is what we're dealing with. And so these idiots, in November, want you to vote for them. They want you to vote for them to keep them in office when they have not done a damn thing for you or for our country. Do you know that if it wasn't for, I mean, honestly, if the Democrats could do, if they had full power, you would see better benefits for the veterans. You would see better benefits for not only the veterans, but for people in general. You would also see $35 insulin for our diabetics because they deserve it. And that way, a person doesn't have to decide whether to feed their family or to live. You would see that Roe versus Wade be overturned, that it would not, or not be overturned, that it will stay in just cause, that a woman has the right to choose for her own body, that no man, no politician that's a Republican will tell a woman what to do with her body, because that's what they want to do. They want to tell women what to do with their bodies. For some reason, the conservative party, this new party of Trump, have been brainwashed into believing that women are so belittled to men and that a man is above a woman and tells her what to do, and that the man has a control over the woman's body and over the woman, period. And then they use the Bible and say, well, it says in the Bible. No, it doesn't. It doesn't say that. If anybody can show me that, I'd like you to prove it. But it doesn't say that. What you need to realize is that no politician, no man has a right over a woman's body, ever. Ever. Period. And so that's important. And if you vote for the Republican Party to be in office next year, in November, if you keep them in the Senate and everything, guess what's going to happen? You're going to see that abortions will be illegal in every state because they're going to make it federally illegal. And a woman will actually, women will start end up dying due to that they won't know what to do. And they're going to be forced, even if they're raped, to have children. Think about how disgusting that is. And then they're going to go after the gay and the lesbian community, the LGBTQ community. And they're going to go after them and take away their rights and everything they believe in. And then they're going to overturn that Donald Trump will not face any kind of criminal charges for what he did for January 6th. They will annul the committee that is investigating Donald Trump. They will annul that. They will take away all that shit, and they'll continuously even take away that, you know, what he did by attacking or stealing documents from the FBI or from our national security. And they will take that away as well. And you want that to happen? Do you really want that to happen? That this man who did a criminal deed to our country, the most horrible situation you can ever possibly fathom, and allow him to continue to walk this earth unhandcuffed or in jail, it blows my mind. Donald Trump deserves to be locked up in prison with the key thrown away. And I know that people out there believe the same thing I do. I know they do. I know there's hope for our democracy. I know there's hope for our country. I believe that there's hope for our country. And the only way to stop the Republican Party is to put an end to their seats, and that's to vote them out. if you don't go vote, then you allow them to take over our country. They must be stopped, period. In order to justify our country in being safer and having better benefits and having a better lifestyle for our country, you got to vote out the Republican Party in November. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. Go find out who your Democrat is and vote for them. Or your independent, but definitely vote for them. It is so important. I'm going to leave you with that note, and I want to thank you all for tuning in. May God bless you, our troops in America. You have a wonderful and blessed night. Good night. Good night.
My grandpa fought in World War II. He was such a noble dude. I can't even finish school. Missed my mom and left too soon. His dad was a fireman who fought fire so violent. I think I bored my therapist while playing him my violin.
Oh my God,
that's so insane.
Oh my God,
that's such a shame. Next to them my shit don't feel so grand. But I can't help myself from feeling bad. I kind of feel like two things can be said. The world's smallest violin really needs an audience. So if I do not find somebody soon, I blow up into smithereens. This real life study smithereens. Just let me play my violin for you, 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 you.
Better me now coming with the symphonies.